Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you hung out with us because we got our good buddy Jeffrey Zabar back on the show. Jeffrey is an outstanding member of our Brain Trust, longtime member, the Chief Home Officer. That's what he calls himself. That's what we call him, too, among other things. He's the author of a number of books, including Safe at Home, including Home Office Know-How, including Teleworking and Telecommuting, which is a very important book for lots of different folks, more and more every day. And he's a 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. That's a national award the SBA gave him, and he's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Jeff, what is Black Monday? I mean Black Friday. I know what they're referring to, but why do they call it Black Monday? Black Friday.
We'll get that out of you eventually.
I'm sorry. I got Cyber Monday on my mind. So Black Friday. Why do they call it that?
Well, I imagine Black Friday is going to turn into Cyber Friday more and more as people shop online. But in years, I don't know about this year, but in years past, Black Friday has referred to the day when retailers sell sufficient stuff, goods, in order to be in the black for the year.
Is that where it came from?
Really
That's where it came from. So that's the story you're sticking to.
That's the story, and I'm sticking to it. You got a better one?
I actually got a better one.
Okay.
Some guy was drugged out of bed at 3:00 in the morning by his wife. To go stand in line at Toys R Us or some appliance store to get the first whatever they were going to sell, and this guy said, you know, this has got to be Black Friday. What do you think?
This has got to be black. It's black as ink out here. It's got to be Black Friday.
Yeah.
Exactly. That one will work too.
Yeah.
That one will work too.
So this is the day. And see, I was in retail for many years, way back, probably before you were born, Jeff. I was in retail for several years, and after November 1st, all the days were black because people were just buying stuff like crazy. But what is it about the day after Thanksgiving? Is it just that okay, we've got that holiday behind us, and the next one, you know, is Christmas, and I don't know. Let me ask you this question. Now you're Jewish. Is Black Friday Is that work for Hanukkah?
It works, yeah, because if you think about it, it is an American tradition. We have, my wife's from Canada originally, and I mean Thanksgiving is meaningless to them.
They have a Thanksgiving there. It's just in October, and it means different things.
It's different things to different nationalities. But here, yeah, I mean it's very much for us. You know, we're sitting around the Thanksgiving table last night, and my family and my in-laws are all talking about how early they're going to get out of bed to go buy some cockamamie cockamamie store at some cockamamie hour.
Oh, no.
Mind you, my wife has to go to work today, so she's only
going
to get out of bed
her.
At some cockamamie hour to go work. And I had hockey, so I had to get out of bed at some cockamamie hour to go to play hockey or have my son play hockey. But, yeah, I mean, it is truly, you know, we're not calling us a melting pot anymore in America. Really, ours is. I've covered the Hispanic market for years. We call it a salad bowl, where we all retain our unique characteristics as nationalities, as people.
So what you're saying is that even Jews who are going to be celebrating Hanukkah, which is not necessarily the gift giving thing like Christmas is, right?
It's very much about the gift. I mean, Hanukkah is not a major holiday on the Jewish calendar unless you ask a kid who's 10. But I mean, it's about the gift, so it's about the purchase of, you know, you got to buy the gift. It's going to be on, I think, December 14 or 16 this year, so it's not going to line up with
Christmas. I'm imagining a Christian lady seeing one of her Jewish friends who's a lady shopping in the store on Black Friday, and the Christian says to the Jewish lady, "Why are you here?" You know, and she says, It's shopping. What are you talking about?
It's shopping because I'm going to beat you down.
I don't care. I don't care what this is all about. It's shopping.
It's shopping, exactly. Who needs a reason? Oh, today's Black Friday. Oh, it's 5 a.m. I didn't even realize it. Exactly. So, you know, shopping is one of those traits we all hold dear.
Somebody said it's one of the sports in America.
I heard somebody say it's
an athletic thing.
It's a contact sport, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's a contact sport on Black Friday. Look at the lines at Walmart as they offer some sale on some new game, that only starts at 5:01, and they all, like, pound each other into oblivion to try and get that one thing off the shelf, or they have a skid of them in back and just don't tell the people,
So how does all this translate for the home officer?
Back into business speak.
Yeah, I'm the king of segue here, Jeff. So how is all this? You know, most home-based business folks are not retailers. Now there are some people who make crafts and things like that, but for the most part, would you agree with me? Most home-based business people are not retailers.
I would say yes. Most
almost
yes.
Almost
You're
by
right.
definition.
No. Right. I mean, because you can do it on eBay or on the online retail sites or your own e-commerce site, or you can go out and sell wares or crafts or whatever at events. I know a lot of people who have sold product at weekend shows and fairs and things like that, crafts and the like, or things they've made, or photography or whatever. But for the most part, I mean, most home business people I know are one of two people. They're either knowledge brokers, people like myself who write content and distribute content. So you can be a writer, you can be a graphic designer, or a web designer.
Consultants.
Like that, or a consultant, or there are people who might be teleworkers, corporate employees who work from home. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, or the largest single group of home-based entrepreneurs are contractors. They're people in the trades, whether they're plumbers, contractors, carpenters, and like electricians, their work can be done outside the office, but they need is a desk and a computer to handle the billing and the bookkeeping and appointments and things like that. And often they don't even need that. But those are the two places. It can be very blue collar or very white collar. But you're right. It's increasingly so, but it's not always sort of a retail or not inherently a retail exercise.
Right. So this is a time, though, that if you're home-based and everybody is getting out and doing shopping out into the marketplace, the holiday season that we've got coming up here is a time when it seems to me when home-based business people have to work a little extra hard to kind of be noticed. And I'd like for you to talk to us about that when we come back after these messages. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Here's Dale Shannon to take us out. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Hope you check those out and give them a chance if you can. I think you'll like what you find there. And don't forget the smallbusinessadvocate.com website is practically new. It's only a couple of weeks old. The URL is old. It's like 11 years old, but the site itself is brand spanking new, so check it out. Lots of new stuff there, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz. And we've started up my blog again, so go to jimsblog.biz or blog.smallbusinessadvocate.com. So check those out, and you'll find a lot of good stuff there, I think. Jeffrey Zabar is all over our sites. He's contributed to us so much over the years, for which we are very thankful in this season of Thanksgiving. And he's our good friend, Jeffrey Zabar. I was asking you, by the way, give us your website too, please.
It's www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Can they find your blog there too?
My blog is the central element to my website.
That's what I thought.
Kind of redone it, and I do every day, almost every day. I don't think I put one up for today yet, but this conversation will be our blog later because you always send me the link to put in my little widget for my blog, so I have that as content later, so make sure Bliss gets that over to me. And every day there's fresh content about how to work from home, some of the technology you need, some of the mindset you need, just some great ideas of running a home base and small business.
So, and so folks, check it out. It's important stuff that that Jeff does. Jeff, so how it seems to me one of the things that I talk about quite often this time of year is it seems to me that home-based business owners sort of get pushed aside this time of year. They're not, you know, they're not out on Main Street. They're not retailers typically. And I wonder if how much of a challenge, of an extra challenge it is for home-based business owners to get FaceTime with the marketplace in this 4 or 5 week period. What do you think?
Well, I got to tell you, I don't know what would make it. When you're home-based, you're often faced with that, you know, for 47, 48 weeks out of the year, where, you know, the other 48 or 47 weeks out of the year, because it's hard. You're not in the retail setting, so you don't have walk-by traffic. You're not retail, so you're not running traditional ads. We face that all year long, and what we have to do, depending on what it is that we do, whether we're running some sort of e-commerce operation or eBay operation, or whether we're consultants or writers, you know, white-collar info peddlers, it's up to us every day, all year long, to stand in front of our clients. I mean, you know the nature of marketing. You know, you work to market, you market, you really get your name out there. Then you start to load up on business. Then you let the marketing subside sometimes because as a sole proprietor, you got to focus on doing the work because you wear all the hats.
Mm-hmm.
Then you deliver all the work, and then you say, oh, I haven't marketed for
the past
3 weeks. And now I don't have the workflow coming in, so I got to go out and market again. Finding that balance is key year round. So it really, I mean, right now it's a great time because people are, you know, generally feeling good, you know, economy notwithstanding. We're generally in a good frame of mind during the holidays, so it's a great time to reach out, take a client to lunch, think about a really good, you know, gift or, you know, holiday card or remembrance to let your client know that you're thinking about them, that they're front of mind. You should do it all year long, you know, take your client out to lunch in February and June, you know, just to remember not to end the conversation also with, oh, by the way, toss me some business. It's just feel good. It's a great
Exactly. And, you know, another thing that you got to do this time of year, and I because I was, you know, I was home-based as a teleworker in the 70s, but I was home-based as a business owner in for about 2.5 years in the late 80s and the early 90s. And what I found, this is a perfect time of the year to start getting people to think about January.
Right.
To get your customers and your clients, regardless of what you do, to get them thinking about first quarter of the next year.
Right.
Because a lot of times if you're talking about business right now, if they've got other things on their mind, they're trying to wrap up their own year, or maybe they're, you know, they're focused. You know, everybody doesn't focus on retail all the time. Obviously, they're trying to wrap up their own year. They got that on their mind, which might not include you. But if you wait till January to prospect, as you were talking about a minute ago, Jeff, if you wait till after the holidays to start prospecting for the first quarter, you are behind.
Well, you know, exactly. I mean, for a couple reasons. One, remember this past summer I did Home Office Highway, which was the tour that went up the Eastern Seaboard. I wanted to make it bigger and better for the coming year. Last year we had a hard time because we didn't get everything together for it for March. Well, if you think about it, by March all the budgets have already been eaten up with other projects, especially when you're talking marketing and public relations. But now I've already reached out to my clients. We're in full steam. Now is the time if you want to get people to commit to projects for the you know, first part of the year, the first quarter, the first half of the year, especially if you deal with corporate America.
Yep.
If you let the fourth quarter go by without doing that, their budgets have been set already. They might have a little bit of residual sort of discretionary spending, but for the most part, the big ticket budgeting has already been set. So if you're doing marketing, if you're doing any sort of consulting, if there's anything you need to do that you would like to separate them from some significant sums of money, now is definitely the time to make it happen. I would even argue that you're a little bit behind the ball,
right?
But it's definitely something you got to keep up on. You know, you keep up on it year round, but you got to do your own planning in order to better prepare for the coming year for how your clients are going to react to you.
Hey, Jeff, give us that website one more time.
Yeah, www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Check it out. You can find his books there too, folks. Safe at Home, Home Office Know-How, and Teleworking and Telecommuting. Thanks, Jeff. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you next time.
Beautiful, Jim. Thank you much. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
You too, buddy. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Cannot be denied.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.